Good morning. It's a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
More reopening coming on Wednesday in New York, but there's a caveat here in that we haven't heard yet from Governor Andrew Cuomo on his reaction and what New York will do in response to the CDC's decision to allow vaccinated people to unmask.
That's right. It's a big week for the state. Pretty much almost everything reopens, whether it's a retail store, a hair salon, a fitness center. You'll no longer have capacity limits indoors, but you must still have social distancing that's remaining 6 feet apart. Indoor gatherings will be able to go from 100 to 250 in a lot of other settings, and outdoors, well, practically speaking, probably anything with social distancing, although technically 500 people. The 24-hour subway service returns, which tangentially here, there's been a number of stories about crime on the subway, though, so there's some concerns there. The vaccination rate for the state is up over 50% for the first time. It crested that over the weekend. But yes, another question is, will Governor Cuomo, who still has extraordinary power to act during this pandemic, ease the mask rules? Currently, the CDC guideline is if you're fully vaccinated, then they're recommending you only have to wear masks, say, at public transportation settings or in healthcare facilities. The governor has been under increasing pressure, especially from county executives and others saying, okay, you've been following CDC on other things, so how about this for masks? Everyone's going to be looking towards the governor over today and the next couple of days to see if he changes those rules for New Yorkers.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, we vote for school budgets in New York.
The annual ritual of voting for school budgets, maybe one sign that things are kind of returning back to normal. It kind of goes under the radar this year because of the pandemic and all the associated things. But yes, hundreds of school districts will go to the polls, virtually almost all of them in New York State. You're going to be voting for your school board and for your school budget. Typically, most of the budgets have been passing with ease over the last few years. We'll see if the pandemic changes any of that.
Finally, identity theft up 85%.
That's right. There was a new report out at the very end of last week. The number of identity theft claims in New York just skyrocketed in 2020. 67,000 claims. That was up 85% over the year before. Mostly about credit cards or loan applications were one of the chief problems here. And this is on top of and somewhat related to the fact that the state separately says it has investigated more than 1 million false unemployment claims during the pandemic.
Thanks, as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.